A 19-year-old Pennsylvania woman and her husband are accused of killing a man they met through Craigslist in November, but she dropped a bombshell in a recent interview, claiming that she has killed dozens of others. Joining us live is the reporter with whom she confessed, Frances Scarsella of the Daily Item in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. Frances, good morning. Nice to have you join us on WTOP.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys today?
We're fine. You know, this is such a incredible story. On one hand, we know that there are serial killers, but at 19, could she have really committed dozens of other murders as part of a killing spree? What are the authorities telling you?
Well, the authorities, they're conducting their investigations. They're doing what they have to do, you know, to pursue this. I know they did say they've taken everything seriously, but when she requested me, so when I went in there, I've been following this story since November 11th, since it happened. I just embedded myself into these families, all of them, including Miranda's family, including Elliot's family, all of them. And when I got in there, I had asked her, I said, you know, she said, this isn't the first time I did this. And I said, Miranda, what are you talking about? And she told me, she said, you know, that she's done this a lot. And I said, well, how much? And she said, less than 100 times. I said, Miranda, you're 5'6". You know, you're a petite little girl. I said, are you telling me, and nobody in the world is going to believe this? And she said, I don't care. I need to get this off my chest, and I need to, you know, for myself. And I said, well, I need a number. I said, give me a number, 50, 60, what's the number? And she said, I stopped counting at 22.
Wow. Frances, Miranda Barber has a one-year-old child, and apparently the father of that one-year-old child is dead. Has she talked about him at all in this scenario?
There's a couple of things with that. First, that the kid, her child is actually almost 2 years
old.
Okay. And she did, and I asked her, and the guy's name she claims was this Forrest guy. Now, I did everything I possibly could to try to find out about a Forrest guy. I could not find anything, and when she talked to me in there, I asked her, and she said he was murdered. She said, I didn't have anything to do with it, but I know all about it. And I said, Miranda, between me and you, we both know that the guy's name is not Forrest. I said, what is it? And that's the one thing she would not say. She said, I'd rather not say. That's the one thing she did decline to say.
Frances, what is her mental condition?
She told me she was very calm and very meek and mild and very, you know, she was respectful. And she said, they think that I'm crazy and I don't have it all there. And she said, that's not true. I know exactly what I'm saying and what I'm doing.
Is she remorseful? She said she wants to make sure she never gets out again.
I asked her that. I said, do you feel any remorse for any of this? And she said, none. None whatsoever. She said that she killed bad people and that there were bad people who did bad things. She said she lured them in. She watched them. She studied them. She even became their friend. I mean, you can tell when somebody's rehearsing something and it just didn't sound rehearsed. But I don't think as journalists it's our jobs to make that decision. What I was, you know, always brought up to do and what the Daily Item does is we try to get both sides of the story. And that was my goal to get both sides of the story. And then she just started revealing all of these other things. So it's just one of those wild situations.
Now that men or the people that she says she has killed are across the U.S., is she willing to help police find those people, find their bodies?
Yes. The exact words from her was she said, I will pinpoint, I asked her that. I said, would you tell police this? She said, absolutely. She said, I would pinpoint it on a map.
Wow.
Well, chilling story. We thank you so much, Frances. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Give us an update on it.
You got it, anytime.
Frances Scarsella is with the Daily Item in Sunbury, Pennsylvania.